The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Daf chavtet, today's daf is being studied. Le'ilui nishmat Abraham ben Esther, ruach Hashem, t'nihenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on chavtet amud rishon. We are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. We're in the sugya from the top. We're looking for a mekor. How do we know the inyan of hazakah on a field that is for 3 years? But if a person is living on the field for 3 years, so already he has a claim when he comes along and says, I bought it, coupled with the fact that he was on the field for 3 years and nobody protested, so he gets to keep the field. Betim will accept his claim. So we proved already, according to Rabbi Ishmael, that his source was from Shor Mu'ad. Just like a Shor Mu'ad changes status from a tam to mu'ad, three with three gorins, so too a field changes its status with 3 years. But now we're looking for a source for the Hachamim. So the Gemara says, El Hama Rava. Rava comes along and says, Shata Kamaita Mahil Inish. The first year, a person, if he sees somebody else sitting on his field, is mohail. Tarte mahil. The second year also, you could assume, all right, he's mohail. Tlat, no mahil. But 3 years already, he's not mohail. So the Gemara is really giving sevara. The reason why they said 3 years is a hazakah is because if he lets him stay on for 3 years already, that means, must be it's really his, because the person's not mohail for somebody to stay on the field for 3 years. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Abaye. So Abaye says, Ela me'ata, ki hadra ar'a tehedar le bar meperi. If you tell me that a guy is mohel, if somebody else eats his perot, let's say for the first year, he's mohel. Second year, if he's eating the perot, he's mohel. Third year is not mohel. So therefore, once already third year, he would have protested, he would have said something. So once already 3 years, you could assume that it's the other guys. So the Gemara has a question. Gemara says, let's say that in the end of the second year, the guy is muhe. The guy says, hey, that's my field. So you give it to him because he doesn't have a hazakah. But the chaurai should be able to keep the first 2 years of fruit. Which means, Reuven is making a macha against Shimon. Reuven's going, hey, that's my field. He didn't stay on the field for 3 years. So you tell me the first year is mohel perot, the second year is mohel perot. So the chaura, even though he has to give back the field, Shimon should be able to keep the perot. So Gemara says, Allah, but that's not so. Because we learned, Amar of Nachman, Hadra ar'a v'hadar peri. The deen is that when a person does not have a hazakah and the field goes back to the original owner, not only does the field go back, but all the perot have to go back as well. So that cannot be the sevara. You cannot be tell me the sevara is because he's mohel. Because if he was mohel, even though he'd have to give back the field to be able to keep the perot. But we see that's not like that. As she says, Ela me'ata, kevan de'atresh shenin mahil. Since you tell me that after for 2 years he's mohel, tehedar ar'am memishi atza ala ve'ru lesof shnatayim, tehedar ar'a lebe'alim, the field should go back to the owner, lebar meperi, da mahali alayu. He was mohel the perot. The fact is, we see not like that, so we have to readjust our understanding. Ela marava, Rava comes along and says, Shataka maita lo kapid inish. Anusvara. Not that he's mohel. The first year, when a guy's living on somebody else's field eating, but he's not makpid. He's not makpid. Okay, you can live on the field. Tarte lo kapid. 2 years, not makpid. Tlat kapid. But already 3 years, he'd be makpid. Oh, so that answers the other question. That's why once already 3 years are up, I'm not makpid that you live on the field. But if I make a maha within 3 years, you got to give me back the field plus the fruit. I'm not mohel, I'm just not makpid. You want to stay on the field, I'm not makpid for 1 or 2 years, but within 2 years, if I make a maha, I'm getting back everything. Oh, so the Gemara says, so that's similar. And therefore, if a person moves on for three years, the guy's makpid. So if once I was on the feet for 3 years and you didn't say anything, then you could assume already that it is the other guy's.
According to this,
well, actually, before we go further, we have to just note over here that Rashi's Perush is over for the Masechet. If you look on the side of your where Rashi is, Sa'ad Kan Perush Rashi's Zatzal, Mikan Ve'ilach Perush Rabbeinu Shmuel, Perebi Meir, and some have the text that says Kan Mit Rashi. So therefore, his grandson took over. Okay? So Rashi says, Rashbam actually, now we have to start with. Look at Rashbam, Tarti Lo Kapte. על מה שזה יורד לתוך סדר של חברו בלי רשותו מיופרי, לא מחיר. Right, which I'm not מקפיד if you go down to my field for 1 or 2 years, but I'm not מוחד לפירות. תלת קפיד, הועיל ושילש באיוולתו. Since the guy made עוון 3 years, taking the guy's field, להיכנס בלי רשות הבנים, וזה ששתק ולא מיחה, ודאי מכרו לו. Which is 3 years, he went and stayed on somebody else's field. You could assume that the guy was sold it to him. Therefore, that's why 3 years is considered a chazakah. 1 year is not makpid. 2 years is not makpid. 3 years is normally makpid. If this guy didn't open his mouth for 3 years, you could assume that he actually sold the field to his fellow. Back to the Gemara. Ela me'ata kigon hani debe bar Eliashif. These guys, like the children of Eliashif, dekapde afilu aman de halif amitzre didu. These guys are very makpid on everything. They're makpid, even if you trespass across their property, they're makpid. If you walk by their border. So according to these people over there that are very makpid, are you going to tell me if you have a dealing with these guys, hazaka will be immediately? Because these guys, they're makpid on everything. So if they don't open their mouth immediately, you can assume that what? They sold it. Are you going to tell me now that the inyan of hakpada is subjective, depending on who the guy is complaining? Regular guy tell me, 2 years is not makpid. But Bar El Yashiv, these guys were makpid on everything. Are you going to tell me now that the hazakah is immediate? Because these guys are makpid on the spot? And if it didn't say anything, therefore you can assume he sold it? And if you didn't tell me, it's a subjective shiur. Can't be. In Ken, atata devarecha leshiurim. Hachamim do not give different shiurim for one item. Hazakah is going to be a fixed item. We're not going to say, 3 years for that guy, 2.5 years for that guy, 1 year for that guy, 2.5 minutes for that guy. We don't say that. We don't give dinim that are different times, different shiurim, different measurements. So therefore, we got to go back to the understanding. Where did the rabbis get this concept that 3 years is hazakah? Ela marava shataka maita mizdaher inish bishtare. Oh, nusavara. 1 year, a guy still holds on to his shtar, which means Shimon got a field. He has a shtar that he bought the field. How long does a guy hold on to a shtar for? He doesn't hold on to a shtar forever. 1 year, you can assume he holds on to his documents. Tarte utlat mizdahar. Second year, the third year, also he's makpid, hold on to the shtar. Tfe lo mizdahar. But after that, he doesn't hold on to it. He's not makpid anymore. So therefore, what's the logic? So after 3 years, he doesn't hold on to the shtar anymore. So therefore, you could assume that he actually bought it. Why doesn't he have a shtar? Because he got rid of it. And the fact that he didn't open his mouth for 3 years, so that's the deen why we gave 3 years, which means, come the first year, you have the field, show me a shtar. Don't tell me you lost the shtar, you gotta have the shtar. You don't have a shtar, it goes back to the original guy. Second year also, you better have a shtar. Third year ready, he doesn't have a shtar anymore. What's that? He doesn't have a shtar anymore. So therefore, you could assume that he threw it away. So then when he comes and says, I don't have a shtar. No problem, we believe that. And therefore, hazakah is already in the third three-year item. Hamad le'abaye el ha'me'ata maha'a shelo b'fanav lo tebe maha'a. According to this, l'cha'ora, you should have to make a maha'a in front of him, which means you should have to make a protest in front of him. Because you have to let him know that so he doesn't throw away his shtar. Which means, how are you going to let the guy... When I make a protest, what am I really trying to say? Listen, if you have any documents, you better hold on to them because I'm protesting you over here. Mm-hmm. So the chara point to this, if the whole thing is, because the guy doesn't hold on to his documents, when you make a maha'ad, you're really telling the guy, listen, that's my field, as if to say, and if you got papers, you better hold on to them because I'm coming after you. So the chara, the maha'ad should be to the guy's face, and we know that's not so.
But that's after 3 years anyway. The guy's not making.
No, the guy can make a mahar after 2 years.
Right, but then
anyone. Which mahar should always have to be in front of the guy, even if it comes to 2 years. When he wants to make a mahar, because the mahar is basically telling the guy, you know, you better produce a shtar. Hey, I didn't know. I never heard the mahar. I threw the shtar in the garbage.
But up to that point, he has the shtar anyway.
But he could say, I never heard it. He could say, I never heard the mahar. Which, if he makes a mahar somewhere else, let's say. Now, by the time it came over, 3 years is up. He'll come along and say, yeah, he made a mahar within three. Now, already by the time he gets something, he says, by the way, I made a mahar within three. I didn't hear anything. It's after 3 years, I threw away my shtar. Mm-hmm. So, and we know the deen is you're allowed to make a mahar even. Shalom b'fanav. Damale. Right. Why should you have to make a macha in front of him? Damale. Imahit be'apai. If you would have made a rebuke in front of my face, habam is nahar nabishtar. I would have held up to the star. Since you didn't do it to my face, I never heard about it. I threw out the star. So comes again when I says, no, you don't have to. You know what? Like in today's daf. De'amarle havrach havrach itle. Your friends have friends. V'havra de'havrach. And your friends, havra itle, they are friends also. Which means, when a guy goes to Beit Din, and he makes a protest, it gets around. Did you hear? The friends talk. It's going to get back originally to the original, to this guy that bought the field. And therefore he's going to know. So you don't have to make a mahab ifanab. It will get back to him somehow through the havra itle business.
So he has no claim the other guy.
Right, but you don't have to make the mahar befanav. So basically, we have a proof now. Somebody asked you, what's the reason why they picked 3 years? Because that's how long a person holds on to his shtar. After that, normally people, you know, they get rid of their documents, and that's it. How long are they going to hold on to papers? So therefore, the first year, a guy makes a mahar, you got to produce a shtar, because you hold on the documents. But after 3 years already, you can't say, hey, where's the shtar? Hey, listen, I don't hold on to shtar forever, and I'm living on it for 3 years. Now you just open your mouth, see you later, take a walk, you sold it to me. Okay? Does he have to make a macha in front of him? He doesn't have to make a macha in front of him. Because if he makes a macha within 2 years, let's say, it'll get back to this guy that there's questions now on the status. Therefore, he'll hold on to his shtar if he has it. He can't come after 3 years and say, oh, I never heard, I threw it out. Havra, havra, eat. Friends have friends, and friends have friends, and therefore, it'll get back to him. Amar Ravuna. New point. Shalosh Shanim She'amru. This business that we said 3 years that you have a hazakah, who she'achlan ritzufot? It's got to be three consecutive years. Okay, not, you know, 1 year on, 1 year off, when you've got to be living on the field for three consecutive years. As she says, Rajbam, she'achlan ritzufot. Okay, look at Rajbam, she'achlan ritzufot. Aval imini hashana shiniya. If he, let's say, left the second year, ve'alkach akla shte shanim, and then he stayed for that. He stayed year one, took off year two and stayed year three and four. Shirishit b'rivi'it. Matzi amar ba'al ha-sadeh. Hay delo machay lach, haynu mishum. De'uvrat lach shana shniya. The reason why I didn't make a macha'a, because I saw you left the field fallow on the second year. De'galit adatek de'lav didachu. So you showed that it's not yours. Hilkach lo zara'at ota. Which is the reason why you need three straight years is, because if it's not three, let's say the guy stayed year one, left it year two, left it fallow, and then went and worked year three and four. So it's 3 years. But the owner, the original owner can come along and say, listen, you know why I didn't scream? Because I saw once you took off year two, I said, you know it's not your field. That's why you took off year two. So I have to make a mahar for. Even though you had altogether 3 years, but from the fact that you took off 1 year, I said, I don't got to argue. You know it's not yours. So therefore, it's got to be three consecutive years. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ma'kamash ma'alan. What are you teaching me? We know that already from the Mishnah. Tanina, hazkatan shalosh shanim miyom liyom. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah, according to Tanakama, how long is the hazakah? 3 years from day to day. Day to day is mashma. Full 3 years without any interruption. What were you teaching me? What's the hadush telling me that it's so forth? I don't know from the Mishnah. Ma'udetema, miyom liyom le'apukem mikuta'ot. I would have thought miyom liyom means consecutive, but it's just coming to exclude la puke, not consecutive. I would say it's coming to exclude mikuta'ot, meaning you cannot have cut years, which means, like we saw the other rabbi, 3 months from this year, 12 months from this year, 3 months from that year. When it says miyom liyom, it's just coming to tell you from day to day, just to exclude that cut years. but maybe even mefuzarot, which is maybe I'll tell you when it says miyom liyom, meaning you got to have 3 straight years, meaning maybe when you're 1, take off year 2, full year 3, full year 4, and all the Mishnah means when it says miyom liyom, it's to exclude that you can have 3 months of this year, 10 months of this year, 3 months of, like the other rabbi said. That's why kamash ma'alan, no, netzufot means Netzufot, it's got to be 3 consecutive years from year 1 all the way to year 3. Look at the Rashbam. Mi'mau detema miyom liyom. Right before the wide lines, that Rashbam. Diktani matnitin nemi'ute mekuta'ot. Telotema shalosh shani mekuta'ot ka'amar. Ki echi diktani sefas. Tadei abal haskata shalosh shani ve'ena miyom liyom. Ela gimel chodashim b'rishona, gimel chodashim b'achrona, v'yud bet be'emsa. Right, I would have thought, maybe when it just says yom liyom, it means a full year. But who said it have to be consecutive? Napuke, 3 months here, 3 months there. Kamash malan, netzufot means no. Netzufot means it's got to be 3 years without a break. Amar Rav Hamma, umodi Ravuna beatre demubre bage. What's a place? Atre is a place. Demubre bage, that they leave fields fallow. Which means there are certain places. Rashbam, first wide line. Atrad mubre bage, b'makom shenu agim lezro ashana. They have rotation. 1 year they plant, 1 year they take off. That's the custom of the place. Ulovir shana, ovir means to let it grow fallow for 1 year. Shelo lachish takaka, not to weaken the ground. So they don't want to plant every single year. Deha ahazik beke demahazke inche. That's considered hazaka because he stayed on it according to the way people stay on it. Umi ushana shulvir eno adel hashbon shalosh shene hazaka. Which means, in this case over here, he's got to keep it 1 year. Second year, he lets it go fallow. Third year, they plant. Fourth year is fallow. Fifth year, they plant. Sixth year grows fallow. So he's got to wait until he planted 3 years. He's got to hold on to the shtar. The other guy can't come along and say, well, I saw you let it grow fallow. That's why I didn't scream. No, what do you mean? The reason why I let it grow fallow, that's the minhag. If that's the minhag, he can't come along and say, oh, I didn't scream because I figured, you know, it's not yours because you let it grow fallow. No, I don't mind. The reason why I let it grow fallow, that's what we do. The custom in this place is 1 year we plant, 1 year we don't. So he has to hold on to his shtar so long as it was planted for 3 years, not consecutive, because in that case it's only consecutive. Atra de mubre bage. They let it grow fallow. Which means you should have made a macha, because you should have known the reason why I'm not planting this year is not because it's not my field. You should have said he's not planting because that's the custom of the place, not to weaken the field. So the fact that you didn't make a macha, that you cannot say, oh, I didn't make a macha. You should have made a macha. However, this guy's hold on to his shtar until he lives on it for at least 3 planting years. So you see what? There is a case where consecutive, you don't need consecutive. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, Peshita, it's obvious. The Gemara says, in a place where they let the land go fallow, and that's the Minhag, the Pashut, that you don't need consecutive for the Hazakah. What's your Hadush? Lo tzirika di'ika de movar v'ika de lo movar. He's living in a place where some leave it fallow for a year, and some don't. Meaning, it's not such a set practice. Some do, some don't. Behai gavra muvra, and this guy decided to be part of the group that lets it grow fallow. Mao de tema, I would have thought amale im ita dedida chavai ibeile lemizrei. Maybe the other guy could tell him. Listen, the first owner could have told him. Listen, if it was yours, you should have planted it that year. The fact that you didn't plant it that year, that's why they make a macha'a. And that's why it goes back to me. Now, maybe you would think, since there's people that do plant every year, maybe the original owner could tell them, listen, the reason why I didn't make a macha'a is because you didn't plant, and if it was really your field and you wanted to establish that it's your field, you would have been planting every year. For the fact you didn't plant every year, that shows it's not yours. Therefore, the reason why I didn't make a macha'a is because I thought for sure you know that. So therefore, kamash malan ta'amar le, because he can tell him, hada ar'a b'chule baga lo matzina lintar. He can tell him, listen, I had a reason why I didn't plant that year. Because nobody in my vicinity is planting that year. In the olden days, they used to have, let's say, collective fields. So you had all fields together. And they would share the costs of a lot of the things that overlap on the field, so it was like cost efficient. So a guy says, listen, I'm not going to plant, I'm be the only guy planting in the group over here where nobody else is planting, because now I have to pay all the expenses myself. So therefore the guy can come back, the guy who's living on the field now, and say, you can't tell me that I should have planted that year. By the way, I'm living in a place over there where they don't plant that year, and I don't want to foot the expenses myself. I wanted to plant during the years they planted, so we could collectively take care of the bills together. The inamir, another thing you could say, hey, listen, I wanted to not plant the second year, so the field doesn't get weak, so it can produce more. So therefore, basically what the Gemara is saying is, you have a case where some people take the second year, the every other year off, and some people don't. This guy happened too. So what's the hidush? This guy comes now after 3 years. Hey, that's my field. Hey, too late, buddy. Where were you? You spoke up too late. So what do you mean? I didn't speak up too late. The reason why I didn't open my mouth, I saw already you took off every other year. I figured, you know it's mine. That's why you're not planting every year. The guy says, no, sir. The reason why I didn't plant every year is one of two reasons. Either because the region that I was in, all my neighbors also don't plant, and therefore I'm not going to be the only guy in the field, which is, for example, I'll give you an item that they share, security. When you have a field, so everybody chips into the security of the whole area. I'm not going to be the only one that's planting on that year and I have to pay for the security myself. So that's why I didn't plant that year. So therefore you can't come and tell me that the reason why you didn't make a ma'ar because you see I didn't plant it. So, no, I gave a good reason why I didn't plant. Secondly, which is a new reason, you know what? I don't have to plant. Since I want my field to produce optimally, so therefore, if I would plant every year, it would weaken the crop. So therefore, that's why I took off the years, to give the ground a replenishment. So therefore, the deen is, you always need consecutive, unless you're in a place that the minhag is to take off the second, you know, every other year. So then already, I want you to understand this point very clearly.
It's not neglect.
Then already it's not neglect, and therefore the original owner cannot come along and say, I didn't make a mahar because I saw you weren't working the field, so I thought you knew it. No, that's the normal thing to do. Therefore, if you didn't come within 3 years, you're out. You lose your claim, and the new guy's claim is accepted. When I continue, Tenan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hezkat Batim. Oh, first case of Mishnah, Hazakah for a bayit. That's not a field, that's a house. How many years you need Hazkat Batim? 3 years, same thing. Ve'habatim dibimama yad'e belelya lo yad'e. Which means like this. The original owner could know that he was living in the house during the day. During the day is something you can verify. But you don't know if the guy was living there by nights. I don't know what's going on in a guy's house at night. So therefore, you don't have ritzufim, which means for a hazakah to be a hazakah, you have to be living in the field, let's say, for 3 years straight. What does 3 years mean? Day and night. But in this case over here of a house, how is the original owner supposed to know that you were there at night? There's no way he can know that you were there in the house at night. So, which means basically all we could verify is that for 3 years he lived in the house in the day. We don't know where he was. Maybe he moved out at night, maybe went out at night. That's enough. That shows you don't need ritzufin. Day is enough without night. Again, night is not verifiable in the house. We don't know where the guy is at night. Nobody knows where the guy is. Doors closed, they don't know nothing. Right. So what do we know at least? We know that the guy was living in the house for 3 years by the day. And it sounds like that's enough.
Since he was in the day, we can assume.
Oh, not that you can assume that he was there at night. Since he was there 3 years in the day, that's enough. You don't need consecutive. Look at that, man. As Mam says, "Belelia lo yadae." Va'afilu achi abi hazaka. The bishlam agabe sade by a field. Vechol hanach endar kam natsu melakab b'layla, which means we know in a field you don't work at night. וכשמעבידים עדים על מלאכת ימי שלוש שנים, הרי זה חזקה. Which means, when I bring witnesses to say that I was on a field for 3 years, we know, it means you worked the field for 3 years in the day. That's fine. אבל בתים, you live in the house at night also. How could you bring me witnesses that's going to tell you that I can testify the guy that was there by day and by night? How do the witnesses know what he did by night? You don't. Ela, what are they testifying? That he was only there by day. So you don't need ratzuf. That means could be he was there only by the day, and the night he moved out. So therefore what? You don't need 3 years consecutive. By a field, the only thing you have to testify is for the day, because you only work a field by the day. Hazakah is only made in the day. Mashikin in a house, people live in the day, a house by day and by night. But the edim only testifying what would they know? Edim could only know is what? Edim could only know day. So you see, you don't need the sufim. I'm reading Rashbam. V'im ita the Ravuna. If Ravuna was correct, havi matz idach lemitan, anida iti shelo aita dad badelot, velachenu hashd lemchot. The galit adatak the lav didachu ve'amai. Havi also correct. If Ravuna is right, let the original owner come on strong and say, oh, you know the reason why I didn't protest? Because I knew you weren't there by nights. So I know you weren't there by nights. But and the Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah says 3 years in a house is considered hazakah. And the witnesses only know what went on in the day. Ah, so you see what? You don't need ritzufin. You could have days without nights. And the other guy cannot come along and say, well, the reason why I didn't open my mouth is because I thought you got out. Don't say that to me. That's just 3 years is enough. So comes the Gemara and says, huh?
Make a difference that this is talking about days, not nights. The other one is 1 year, not the other year.
No.
In the Mishnah said...
It says 3 years. But if you hold the tzufim means 3 years straight, day, night, day, night, day, night.
Shelly
Mott? Yeah, three years straight, day. He has to live in the house 3 years. When you live in the house, you live in the house the day and the night.
Said Yom the Yom.
Yom the Yom's coming to tell me that your day, night. Yom the Yom means calendar from day to day, date to date. That doesn't mean day, a.m. to a.m. No, Yom the Yom's not a.m. to a.m. Yom the Yom means day to day. In the calendar sense. The point is, the Gemara assumes there's no way you could know where the guy was at night.
Right.
And still we say it's a hazakah. That's the point. Comes Gemara and says, no, I'll give you a way we could know. Amar Abaye, man masheed abatim, who testifies on the hazakah of the house? Shibbebe, the neighbors. And neighbors know everything. Shibbebe, meda, yad'e, bimama, ubeliliya. They know, they see the guy at night, they hear the light, they see the lights on, they hear the noise. So if you have a case where it's ratzuf, and who's going to testify? The neighbors will say, we saw the guy lived there for the... So you can't come along and say, oh, well, who said he was there at night? He was there at night, the neighbors testified already, it's a full hazakah, so it's ratzuf exactly according to Ravuna. And she says, shibbebe ha-shechinim shelo, his neighbors. So comes the Gemara and says, Rava Amar. Rava gives another answer. Interesting answer. Kegon de'atu betre. Two guys testified. Ve'amre anan agrinan mine vedarinan be klatshinim bimama ubelelia. We rented the house from this guy, and we can testify. We know we lived there day and night. The guy bought it. He can do whatever he wants. No, he bought it. It's his. Reuven owns the house. Right?
Okay.
Shimon's claiming that it's his, but Reuven says it's mine.
Okay.
Now, according to Reuven's brains, that it's his, he can do whatever he wants with it. So he rented out to two guys. Those two guys come along and say, we're testifying that this house was inhabited day and night for 3 years. Hey, how do you know? Because we were the guys. We lived there. We were the ones that lived there. We're the best witnesses. We know what happened inside the house. Which means the hazakah for Reuven can be done by his tenants also. Bottom line, my tenants were there for 3 years, nobody opened their mouth, so that's a proof as well. So the tenants know exactly the day and night business. Kabbalah says, wait. Tenants? No, but he's not, he holds it's his land.
I don't think it's his,
but
it's
funny. Keep thinking the guy's trying to steal.
Yeah, he's not. Listen, not, and at the end, it's the other guy that's trying to steal. After 3 years, who's believes?
The tenants.
The guy who's there now.
Right.
After 3 years, you have a hazakah. You have a reason. Why didn't you protest for 3 years? You didn't open your mouth for 3 years, and I'm claiming you sold it to me. So I got two things working with me. You sold it to me, and I'm there for 3 years. Oh, the other guy will say, well, you tried. I didn't open my mouth because I saw you went out at night. I didn't know you were there by nights.
Right.
Oh, you didn't know I was there by nights? Yeah. Ask the tenants that I rented it to. They'll tell you every night. So they have a hazakah. So, so the case is hazakah is good.
It's not.
He rented it. His. So comes the Gemara and says. Oh, so now the Gemara has a question on that. Amar le Rav Yemar le Rav Asher. Hani nugin be'edutan hin. These guys cannot testify. The tenant is nogeya. He's biased. You know why he's biased? The ilo amre hachi. Because if they wouldn't say that to make the hazakah, amrina nu zilu avule agar betalehai, they would have to now pay rent to the first guy. Again, if they don't say that they were living here for 3 years by day and night, whose house does it belong to now? The first guy. Now they got to pay all the rent to this new guy. No, they got to pay, even though they paid rent already.
They admitted that they lived there already.
Sorry, you got to pay the rent now to the new guy, to the original guy, and then you got to take this guy to Bittin to try to get your rent back. Now that's a headache. So therefore, these guys are biased to say that they had a hazakah. They don't want headaches. They just want to have their rent paid already, which it was. They don't want to have to take money out now, pay the original guy for the rent, and now have to take this guy to Bittin to try to get the money out to pay the rent. So therefore, the Gemara says, how could you accept these witnesses of the tenants? The tenants have a reason to lie. They want to make their life easier.
And it's weird.
They want to make their life easier. They not believe. They no geya be'edutan. Good? So the Gemara says, wait. And I'm reading inside. Why they no geya be'edutan? 4 lines in the bottom. The ilo amreake, because if they don't say it, amrin and dehu zilu avule agar betalei. Right, go give the rent to the first guy. Amar le dayane deshfile. Let's get the right words. Dayane deshfile dayane hache. Come on, you talk about judges that are foolish. What you think Rava was talking about that case where you have two tenants that paid already, the first guy, and therefore they're biased? Rabbi wasn't talking about a case like that of tenants. Where you think the judges are so low that they don't know that these cases are nogeya b'davar? How could you even think that Rabbi was talking about such a case? That she says dayaneh deshfineh she'eram bekiim bedin dayaneh acher lekabel edut elu im kevan natnu tzchar abayit lemaskir umeolam bechi agav noy Rabbi. That means no judge is gonna judge such a case. Ah, so what's the case of Rabbanan? Bilo askinan kegon denakiti agar beta. They never paid the rent. They were holding on to the rent, which means they lived there for 3 years. They have 3 years rent in their hand. So to them it doesn't make a difference if they pay it to the first guy or pay it to the second guy. To them it's the same money. It's not any out of pocket at all. The amre leman litra. They want to know, who should I pay it to? Should I pay it to you? Pay it to him. So they go, listen, we're testifying. So we were here for 3 years, day and night. Oh, that's considered hazakah. Pay the rent to the guy that you rented it from, to Shimon. Uven's claiming that it was his. I'm sorry. Shimon's claiming, number one, hazakah from the tenants. They say they were there day and night. Number two, Shimon's claiming he bought it from the Uven. And what's the only thing that Uven's saying? Yeah, but who said you were there by night? And that's why I didn't open my mouth. Hey, what about night?
The tenant's saying.
Hey, the tenants are biased. They're not biased at all. They didn't pay anybody yet. They're still there.
So they have to cheat with.
No, that was the deal. That was the terms.
They don't have to pay till it's over.
They have. They can do whatever they want as long as the terms say that. If the terms are, I can pay at the end of the rental. Wow. So that's what it is. So holding on to $10,000 rent for 3 years. So now, who do I pay it to? To you. But to him, who they pay it to? They don't care who they pay it to. And therefore, there's not knowing you about that. Good. Okay. Continue the Gemara. Amar Mor Zutra. Mor Zutra says a din. Ve'i ta'in ve'amar. Litu tresa de la sudele. De dar betlat shene bimayma ubelelya. Ta'ante ta'ana. If the original owner comes along and says, I want you to bring me proof that you live there by day and by night, that's a good claim. You gotta listen to that claim. What is Mor Zutra adding to anything we know already? So look at the Rashbam. Milta ba'an pin nafshai. This is a new subject. Bottom Rashbam. The pshita le Mor Zutra, We just said you need 3 years consecutive. Afilu hache en mehayevin et mahazik lehavi edim shi'aidu beferush al kol yamim vehalelot.
Which means stam witnesses can come along and say we testify I was living here for 3 years. We don't make them say day and night. 3 years is enough. We don't have to get so technical. But if Reuven, the original guy, says, no, I want testimony for the nights, then you got to produce it. Which means, if Reuven just doesn't say nothing, so then Shimon's got to bring two witnesses to say he lived there for 3 years. We're not going to drive them crazy. Nights also? He didn't ask for nights, you don't got to prove nights. But if Reuven says, I want to know nights, then already it's incumbent upon Shimon to make sure he brings the proof. That is like, that's what Morzutra is saying. The eat 3 lines on the bottom. The ita in me'ar evamar. Aiti sadeh ta'anato ta'ana. His claim is a claim. The sadiq shiyavu edim shelilot ve'yamim. The kemad the ta'in ta'anat bari. Since he's claiming, he's for certain that I'm saying he didn't live there at night. So when a guy is certain on a claim, it's called the bari. You got to knock out that claim. When the guy just comes along and say nothing, stop. Did you live there? Yeah, two witnesses say I lived there for 3 years. That's enough, by the way. You don't got to prove nights even. But if he says, I'm telling you, you weren't there at night. Oh, you can, that's a claim now. So now the witnesses that Shimon brings have to be witnesses that prove night. That's what it's saying. Good?
Comes the Gemara says, Umode Mor Zutra.
Look, case.
Mor Zutra is Mode. Berochlin hamahazirin ba'ayarot.
What's rochlin? Peddlers. Peddlers. These guys go from place to place. You know, they're all over the place.
Da'afalgav de'lo ta'an ta'anin le'anan.
Who's the peddler in this case? The guy that is having the claims. You see, the peddler's out of town. He don't know what's going on in his house. You know what's happening? He goes out of town. Every time he goes out of town, this guy can move in. He comes back, the guy moves out. So he has no idea that this guy is
living in his house.
Correct? Because he's always out of town. So now, Rashbam, tap Rashbam,
Afagav desvira le Morzutra. Even though Morzutra holds. The ita in ta'ante ta'ana aval anu lo ta'nit'an b'shvilot.
We're not going to claim for you nights. If you ask for nights, we'll have to get nights. But stam, you don't need it.
However, there's one case where Beit Din will defend the guy who has the claims. Why? Modu heka davi me'ar'er rochel.
Where the guy who has the claims, me'ar'er is the complainer. That's the original owner. He's the me'ar'er. He's the one with the complaint. Hey, that's my field. That's my house.
Hamazir ba'ir, he's a competitor, goes from city to city. Limkot kishutei nashim, he sells the jewelry for ladies. Ve'enu chozer le'iro, kim nizman anoch,
he goes away for business a long time, he doesn't come back for a while.
Da'af agav, de'lo ta'in, la'iti ma'zik sadeh de'dar be'eret sufot, yoman ba'layla.
Even though he didn't say, bring proof that he lived a day and night, anan ta'anin anle. The Beit is going to be his lawyer. And we're going to tell the guy that's living there, bring proof that you were a day and night. You know why?
De'dilma mishub de'lo kaviyah be'mata.
Yeah, because this peddler's not set in the town, doesn't live there all day long. Or you know, he travels. So this guy stayed in the house.
Reuven's the peddler, Shimon's staying in the house. When Reuven comes back,
he leaves. Shimon leaves.
He has no idea this comes in his house at all.
Shatak. That's why he kept quiet. He had no idea there was a freeloader living in his house every time he went out of town.
Ve'lo mikpa helka ki avi ha-mahzik edim shelo yatsam erbay koshon shlim afilu layla achat.
Is there that case? Which is 3 years is up now. Right? 3 years is up. All of a sudden the guy finds out, this peddler, hey, this guy was living in my house over here. So he comes over and says, hey, this is my house. Sorry. 3 years. Betty now is going to interject to protect the peddler, because they're going to say, hey, listen, this guy had no idea. This guy's out of town. He didn't know that you're even living in his house at all. Who knows? Could be what's happening over here is you don't even have a hazakah. Could be every time he left out of town, you moved in. You heard he's coming back, you moved out. Now Beit Din is going to tell Shimon, the guy that's living in the house, you bring a proof that you never left his house for 3 years, days and night. So in the case of a peddler, we defend the guy with the claim. Is that clear?
Jeez, again, he's coming after now. Somehow he found out the guy's in the house. He's screaming, "Hey, that's my house." The guy's like, "Sorry, I was here for 3 years." So now Beit Din's going to come along and say, "Hey, fella, you better prove not only that you were 3 years during the day, you got to prove nights as well. Because there's no way that this guy knew anything. This guy was blindsided. He went out of town, and you moved in, you came back, he had no... That's why he didn't... What did he didn't protest for? He didn't protest. He didn't think he had anything to protest about. So in that case, the Beit Din will claim the for the original guy. Continue. Umode Ravuna, Mahanuta de Mehoza. A store, let's say you have a shop that sells stuff, be Mehoza, in the city of Mehoza, de Limama Avida, Lelelia lo Avida. Stores are worked in the day, they're not at night. Therefore, you don't have to bring proofs for night. And it's not like a house. A house you live by day and night. You got to bring proof that you live consecutively day and night. Stores close at night. Therefore, you only have to bring proof for day. You don't need night. Right? Even though normally you need it so far, not in the store. And it continues. It's four lines down. Nami Barhama, Rav Ukva Barhama, these two rabbis, Zavun Hahi Amta, Bahadeh Hadadeh. They bought an Amma. Amma is a maidservant. They went partners with it. Mor ishtamish ba rishona shlishit v'hamishit. One of the partners used it the first, the third, and the fifth year, alternating years. Umor ishtamish ba shniya revi'a v'shishit. And the other rabbi used it the alternating years, 2, 4, and 6. Nafak al'ar el-laveh. Now somebody came and contested that the Amma belonged to him. He contested the two rabbis. He said, "That's not your Amma. It belongs to me." So they came in front of Rava. Amar lehu, "Maita Amma avdi tuhache? What's the reason why you alternated the usage of the Amma?" He asked the rabbis. He says, "I'll tell you why he did it. Because she didn't want each one individually to have a hazakah against each other. Because if each one would use it for 3 years straight, he now has a hazakah and the Amma against his partner. Now already he can claim against his partner that it belongs to him. So therefore you made this alternating system in order that none of you can have a hazakah against each other. Just like for the partnership it's not considered a hazakah, le'al manameh lo havi hazakah. And therefore for the world also, it's not considered a hazakah. Therefore you can't say, what do you mean we're using it for 6 years? No, such a thing is not a hazakah because you alternated. And just like you did it, so each other you cannot make a hazakah. So therefore this guy over here that's claiming it's his, he has a claim. You can't come along and say, well, we were using it for 3 years, but it was alternating years. And that was your intention when you alternated. So you won't have a hazakah amongst each other. So just like the hazakah doesn't work for you, it doesn't work either for somebody else. Look at Rashi. Rashbam. Mor ishtamish rishona ovedet leze shana uze shana shen ehad mehem yachol lahazik ba gimel shanim netzufot lehafsit chavero. That's the reason why they did it. So nobody can have a consecutive 3 years because they have said to his friend. Now the Gemara gives one condition. Velo amaran ela delo katuv itra. This is only talking where they did not write in itra. We'll see what an itra is. Aval katuv itra kala itle. An itra is like a, we'll call it a document. Basically, what is the shtar? We'll call it a shtar, okay? What is the shtar saying? If the shtar was written, the only reason why we're doing this alternating business is so what? So none of the group over here, the partnership, can have a hazakah against each other. So then already, it's known, when you write something in an itra, there's a kol. Everybody knows. So now, you can't come along, the me'arir, right? He's coming along and saying, well, you know, I didn't make a macha'a. The reason why I didn't scream is because I saw that alternating years. And that's his claim. He's saying, listen, I knew that this Amma was mine. Hey, how come he didn't scream? Well, I saw they were alternating. So I knew, obviously, that it's really not theirs. That's why they're altering. They didn't have 3 years consecutive. And the rabbi said, you're right. Just like it's not a hazakah for the partnership, it's not a hazakah for the alma. And therefore, this guy did not have to make a maha, because he could say, well, I saw them not using it consecutive, so I didn't open my mouth. But if there was a shtar written explaining why they're doing it, then already there's a kol. Now you know why they're doing it. So then already your silence is considered problematic in this case, then. Now already it's considered, yes, a hazakah. And therefore, if it was written, you assume there's a call. This guy's claiming the me'ar'ir. Well, let's use the terminology of the Gemara. The me'ar'ir is the one that's complaining. Hey, that's my amma. The protester is called the me'ar'ir. The me'ar'ir is claiming, well, I didn't protest because I had no idea. I saw them alternating. I didn't see them using it for 3 years straight. So therefore, I said, good, I don't have to open my mouth because there's no 3 years and so forth. But if it's known why they're doing it, and you should have known it, because if it was written in the etra, so then already you cannot claim, I had no idea what they were doing. You knew what they were doing. Therefore, you should have opened your mouth. The fact that you didn't open your mouth, they consider they have a hazakah. So that's the condition of an etra. Okay? This is the Rashbam's language. I'm reading towards the end of the Rashba. Ve'enu yachol lomar b'shul shina'iti mahazik b'dilug lo ma'iti. He can't say, well, because I saw them alternating, that's why I didn't protest. Sh'iti savu nekach atem osim sh'atem irim na'azik shanim etzufot sh'ashtar mochiyah she'lo b'shvil kach osim ela sh'al manat ken chalku she'ken yu mishtamshim v'ken ikar. When they write a shtar, it's even more. The shtar says, this was the condition of the deal, that we're going to share an eved or an amma alternating. Which is that's the stipulation. Not because we don't want to mechazek and make 3 years and so on. What do we go? How do you split an amma? So this is, you take it 1 year, take a year three, you take a year four, you have a sigma. So therefore, once it's clearly that they just did it not to break a hazakah, they did it for purposes of partnership, then already you should have protested. You didn't protest, they have a hazakah, now they get to keep the amma. Amarava. Interesting case now. Akhla kula. Guy's living on a field again. He's planting the whole field for 3 years, hazakah, the whole story. Chutz mebet rova. Except for a little parcel of land called the bet rova. He didn't use that part of the land. He didn't plant that part of the land. How much is it? Bet rova is 104 amot squared, for the record. Kana kula chutz mebet rova. So he's kone the whole field except for that little parcel. Because on the field that he's planting, he had a hazakah for 3 years. But he doesn't have a hazakah in the pot that he didn't work. So therefore, let's say you have a me'ar'ir that comes along and says, hey, it's my field. What's the guy living on the field saying? Hey, I was there for 3 years and you sold it to me. Mm-hmm. So the gabe, the field that he's working on where he has a hazakah on, it's his. But the gabe, the pot that didn't work, he made no hazakah on it. So even if it's a bit rova, a little parcel of land like that, it goes back to the original guy. Good? Comes again, Amar Avuna Bereid Rav Yoshua Velo Amran Ela Debar Ziriahi. Right. It's got to be plantable, that area. It's got to be something that you normally plant. But anyway, if it's not plantable, so once already he's koneh the rest of the land that is plantable, he's koneh the other part as well. You don't need a hazakah down. Who is he going to do on that land? There's nothing for him to do. He can't plant. So therefore, he gets it automatically. He planted whatever he was able to plant. Therefore, by saying that he was living on the land for 3 years, he gets not only the land that he worked, but he gets the other land as well. Gemara is not so fast. What do you mean? Matkif la rabbi ba'ai barabaye. Ela me'ata tsunma b'mayikne. Rocky land. How do you make a hazakah in a rocky land? Planting, you can't plant. So what do you have to do to make a hazakah on a rocky land? Obviously, it has to be some sort of usage in order for a person to make a hazakah. So give us, you know what it is? Ela bi'ukme bahiyuta. Grazing your animals in that land, letting the animals roam around in pasture already there. Umashteha bepere. And spreading out, drying out fruit on the rocky land. Oh, so there is something you could do on land that's not plantable to show that it's yours. Let your animals roam around it and dry your fruit. He should have let his animals roam on that land or dry fruit. From the fact that he didn't, it's not a hazakah, therefore the guy can get the land back. You can't just say, well, it wasn't plantable. You're right, it wasn't plantable. So treat it like a rocky land. The rocky land, there's other uses that you could have done. You could have done the drying the food. You could have sent your animals there. And the fact you didn't even use it in that capacity, therefore the other guy, the me'ar'ed, that's claiming the field is mine. Well, the plot that you have a hazakah on that you worked, that he can't take away from you. But the other part that you left barren for planting, well, obviously it's not plantable, but you didn't even put your fruit there, you didn't put your animals there, it goes back to the original marakama, to the original owner. Comes the Gemara continues. Hahuda amale dehavre. Okay, story. Guy told his friend, "Mai ba'it vehai beta. What are you doing in my house?" This is the whole pedic. Guy's living in a house, the guy comes, the me'ar'ed, hey, my house. Get out. Amar le, what are you talking about? Minach zavinte. I bought it from you. That's the, always the claim, right? I bought it from you. The achalit shene hazakah. Plus, I have 3 years hazakah. We know the rules already. Kol hazakah. Any hazakah that has within a ta'ana, a claim of, you sold it to me, it's considered a good hazakah. So this guy's got everything working. I lived there for 3 years. You sold it to me. So therefore, see you later. You have no claim. Amar leh, ana bishchune gavai havai. I was living in the house. You didn't see me. I was in the inner rooms over there. I was living in the house. Your whole claim was, you didn't open your mouth for 3 years. I don't have to open my mouth. I was there. I was living in the back rooms, and then you didn't see me. So therefore, I was there. Because you didn't see me, it's your problem. But I don't have to make a maha. Okay, that's the claim. The me'ar'ed. The guy who spoke the claiming. Look at that, Rashbam. Ana b'shchune gavai havai. B'chadarim ha'pinimiim haita, ikar dirati. I was living in the inner rooms. והייתי עובר דרך עליך ומשתמש עליך בבית עיצון שדלת בו ברשותי ולכן לא מראיתי. And I walked by even on the outside rooms. I saw you. And that's why I left over my mouth. I was there with you. Anyway, they came to the rabbi. עתה לקמר את רב נחמן. Big מחלוקת what to do in this case. How did רב נחמן look at it? אמר לה, זיל ברור אכילתך. Literally, go prove your חזקה. Go prove you're eating. Rashbam. Have edim shedarta bebayit lebadecha gimel shanim. The guy that's mahazik, the one that's living there. Got terminology, because I want to use terminologies. The me'ar'ed is the one that complains. The mahazik is the one that's there now. Mahazik is the one that's there. The inhabitant. Rav Nachman said, you prove, the mahazik prove, that he lived there 3 years alone. The burden of proof is on the mahazik. He's claiming he lived there with you. You're claiming, I was here alone. Prove you were here alone. Rashbam. Belo oto sheba amichai kedim kol chazakah gimel shanim. Seik la vi'adim shehazik b'chazakah gemurah. Which means, normally when a person says, I lived there 3 years, we don't trust him. You got to bring witnesses that you lived there for 3 years. So Rahman says, this case is no difference. Bring proof that you lived there 3 years alone. Because he's claiming that he was there with you. Okay, that's the Rahman's way. The burden of proof is on the mahazik. Right? Yeah, prove that you were there for 3 years alone. Because he's claiming that he was living with you. No, he's claiming he was there, which means he's saying that the reason why he didn't make a maha'a against your hazakah is because he doesn't have to make a maha'a. If I'm standing there, I have to make a maha'a. I was living with you. I didn't think you were going to take over my house. Now you're coming along and saying it's your house. Prove that you were there 3 years alone. Rabbah looks at it differently. Amal Rava hachidina. He says, is that the law? That's not the law. He says the me'ar'ed has to bring it aya. You're motzi mechaveru. The mechazik is sitting there. I'm now mechazik, meaning I'm living there. You want to take the house away from me now? I'm here. You want to take the house out of my possession? The burden of proof is on the me'ar'ed. That's ma'am. Motzi mechaveru. Da'hinu mocher. Lokeyah muhzak. The guy that bought it is a muhzak. The lokeyah has the mocher has to make a proof. Alav. Look at the bottom, Ashbam.
Let's just see what that Zion does. Vetevot lemearer nimchak.
Okay. Alav leavira aya shenishtamesh emo. Meaning, you bring a proof that you were living there. Listen, he's claiming, I have hazakah 3 years. He's claiming you sold it to me. The other guy's claiming what? What do you mean? I was living with you. Yahzakah is worthless. So Rava says, "Amosim havarot varaya." The ma'arir has to make a raya. Visvira lila Rava. Here's the logic. Now look at the good. Amale visvira lila Rava. The kevad shirau edim lezeh muhzak shenishtamis po shalosh shanim. We have edim that see the guy's living there for 3 years. Inna lahushim agamze ayaimu. You don't assume that the first guy was living with him. It's the first time we're hearing it. 3 years, no, nobody knew that there was another guy living in the back room. All of a sudden, 3 years later, it's like, hey, I was there. Okay? The high of the, Rashbam says, lo mitukam ela kishaya lo edut lemearer debayit ze shelo haya. Which means, you have to say the case is talking about, where the me'arer brought proof that the house was once his. He's got to show that he once had ownership. Aba belo edut. But if he didn't even have proof that the house was his, afilu Rav Nachman modud the mahazik ne'eman belo ra'aya. If he never had proof that he even owned the house, then for sure it belongs to the mahazik. Even according to Rav Nachman, shapesh asar wapesh etir. The ibrei amar sheliu me'olam ki amar nami menachse v'tem me'eman. Because then you have a migu. What's a migu? Which means this guy's coming along the mahazik and saying, "You sold it to me." If he wanted to, we didn't have to say that. He could have just said, it was mine from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Migu that he could have said, it was mine from the beginning, so apesha asar, apesha etir. He came along and said, it was yours, and I bought it. So he's believed, which means, the only reason why it's a question is because the marakaba is bringing a shtar that says, this was once mine. Oh, so once already it's once mine. Now the shayla is who the burden of proof is on. Let's review. According to Rav Nachman, the burden of proof is on the mahzik, which means the guy that's living there, he's got to bring a proof that what? That you were there 3 years with anybody else. According to Rava, no. Mahzik, I'm here. I'm 3 years. What? I proved already that I was here 3 years. You're not going to assume somebody was with me. You're claiming hadush. So you were there? Prove it that you were with me. Hamosi mahabiro, ala veraya. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'ramid Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman, v'ramid Rav Araba ad Raba, v'ramid Rav Nachman ad Nachman." The Gemara now is going to bring a contradiction from Rava to Rava and Rav Nachman to Rav Nachman. We'll see how. Story: Da'hu da'amale lechavre. A guy told his friend, "Kol nechasai debe bar sisin mizdabnina lach." Listen, all the property that I bought from Bar Sisin, I'm giving to you. I'm selling to you. A guy had a portfolio of properties. Kanadeh bought a lot of properties from this guy called Bar Sisin, right? So we'll call this guy Reuven. He goes to Shimon, he says, all the properties that I bought from Bar Sisin, I'm going to sell to you. Okay? Kilomar, Ashbam, kol otan kara ka'ot, shikaniti me'oto adam. Sheshmo Bar Sisin, I'm going to give you, sell you. Now, here's the controversy. Hahu ara'a tehava mikre debe Bar Sisin. There was one property over there, that the property was called the Bar Sisin property. Amar le hay lav debe Bar Sisin hi. So, the seller, Reuven, says, no, this is not a property that I bought from Bar Sisin. It's just called that ve'ikruyehu de mikriya de be Bar Sisin, which means it's called Bar Sisin property.
You didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it from a Bar Sisin guy. This happens to be the name. I was yoreshes from my father. I told you I'm only selling you the fields that I bought from Bar Sisin. So there was, let's say, 10 fields. Okay, so all the fields went over. So the Reuven said, "Oh, this 10th field is not part of it." Guys, what are you talking about? It's called Bar Sisin. Why would they call it Bar Sisin? Must be because it originally belonged to Bar Sisin, and you said any field that you bought from Bar Sisin, you're selling to me. And he comes, no. That's the generic name of this field, man. It's got nothing to do with the Bar Sisin. That's what they call it. And therefore, it's not part of the sale. Rashbam, second line. Kach korindo. Ve'en yadua im kan'am mebe Bar Sisin. He says, they don't even know if they bought it from Bar Sisin. So they didn't know what to do. They went to the rabbi. So they came in front of Rav Nachman. What did Rav Nachman say? Yukme biyade de lokayah. So he kept it in the hands of the lokayah, which means the buyer. The buyer gets to keep it, which lechaura goes against what Rav Nachman said earlier. Rav Nachman said earlier that what? Rav Nachman in the first story, right? He was the one that said that what? The mahzik has to bring the proof. The one that's holding on to it has to bring the proof. Here he's coming along and saying that what? The me'arir. In this case over here, you give it to the lokeh. Who's the lokeh? The guy that's trying to take it. What do you mean? But the mahzik is the original guy. The original guy had the fields first. Look at you sold it. You proved to me that this is not Bar Sisin's. Because Abdul Rahman's logic is going to be, listen, what are the odds? It's called Bar Sisin. Probably it's part of the Bar Sisin portfolio. That's part of the package. What are they? It's called Bar Sisin, but it's not part of the... You bring a proof that this is an exception. All the other 9 Bar Sisin's are... This is an exception? You're going, oh, that's what it's called. You bring it a ayah that's what it is. So the burden of proof is on the lokeah, right? The lokeah has to bring a proof. The guy that is selling it. Amale Rava. Rava comes along and says, Dinah, eh? Right, I'm sorry. Ukma biyade de lokeah. Keep it in the hands of the lokeah, and the mocher, which we call the uven, he has to bring the raya. Very good. Amar le Rava. So Rava says, Dinah, eh? What are you talking? Is that the law? Ha motzi mechavero, alava raya. He came along and said, we have the rule. The one that's trying to take it out of his friend's possession, he has to bring the proof. Which means, according to him, the buyer has to bring the ra'ayah. Which means, the guy that bought the property, you're trying to take this 10 field away from the lokayah, you bring the ra'ayah. So comes the Gemara and says, Lashbam, ha-motzi mechavero, ta'ainu lokayah alav la'abi ra'ayat zechut. Which means, the lokayah, the buyer, you'll bring an ayah. If you cannot bring an ayah, give it back to the original guy. You're trying to take this field away. So Gemara says, Kasha d'Rabba ad-Rabba, Kasha d'Rahman ad-Rahman. We have a stira over here from the two stories. Let's figure out what the stira is. Rashbam says it for us. D'le'el muki l'Rav Nachman b'yad mochir. Originally in the first story, what did Rav Nachman say? Let's get the story. What was the story again in the first story? The story was, hey, that's my house. He comes along and says, I was living there for 3 years and you sold it to me. He said, what are you talking about? I was living with you. That's why I did not make a maha'a. So what did Rav Nachman come along and say? Rav Nachman said above, ukmi biyad hammukhir, which means, no, Rav Nachman said above, right, the ma'asik has to bring a proof. You're living, you got to bring a proof that he wasn't there. But over here, what does Abd Nachman say? In this story, the guy who bought the fields, he's muhzak, he's believed. Make up your mind. Over there you said the muhzak has got to bring a proof. Here you say the muhzak is believed. The lokeah has to bring a proof. Well, you sotel yourself, and Rava as well. The Rava biyad halokeah. What did Rava say above? Rava said, "Hamotzi mechavero, alav araya." Rava said above, "The mahzik is believed. I'm holding on to the field. You want to take it away from me? You got to bring it araya." But over here, what did Rava say in this story over here? And Rava said in this story over here, the buyer has got to bring the proof. What do you mean? I'm the mahzik.
To both the guy who is the chazaka, according to Rava, is the guy who holds onto the property. In Bar Sisin, he owned the property. So he has the
chazakah. Let's see the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara is going to say something like that. But again, get the question of the Gemara. Basically, there were two stories over here. Rava and Rav Nachman argued on both stories. The Gemara is assuming at this point there's a stira between the rulings of Rava and Rav Nachman in story number one and in story number two. Let's crystallize the dinim. In story number one, what did Rav Nachman come along and say? Rav Nachman came along and said that what? The person that owns the house, he is believed. The person that owns the house, he's believed.
He's got to bring the proof.
Rab Nachman was Mukire Biyad HaMukhir. You put it in the Mukhir, the previous owner, the one that's selling it. I said, okay. The Mukhir. Can't get the case again. No, don't confuse the case. There was a guy living there, he's the Mahzik.
He was living there, he bought it.
Right. Okay, he was living there. Okay? Yeah. Then you have a seller that comes along and says, hey, it's mine. What did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman says, Mukile Biyad Mukhir. That means the guy that's there.
He has to.
Rav Nachman told him, Zil Beror Achilatcha. He told the guy that's there. The guy that's there, the mahazik, go prove that this guy was not here. So the guy that's there, the mukhir, not the mukhir, the mahazik, the one that's there, we'll call him, the one that's living in the house. Correct. He has to bring it a ayah that it's his and there was nobody with him. Good? The one that's living in the house. The one that's living in the house. The one that's being claimed against. Okay? Over here, so we call him a ma'zik. Mashiachin over here in the story of Rav Nachman. What did Rav Nachman say? Over here, he came along Rav Nachman. Let's get the Lashon. Nachman says, Ukme biyad delokeya. Here he said, the guy that bought the fields, he doesn't have to bring the proof. He's good. Make up your mind. There you said the mahzik has to bring a proof. And here you're saying the mahzik does not have to bring a proof. Stira. Good. Let's go to Rava. Rava, you came along and said, hey, I'm the mahzik in the first case. You want to take it out from me? The guy who's claiming the ma'ar'ir, you have to bring a ra'ya. Whereas over here, Rava came along and said, same law, but in this case over here, the lokeah, the guy that's there, or having the 10 fields, he has to bring it out, because you're taking it out. So in one case, the mahzik, in that case, you're calling Hamotzi Mahavero Alavaraya, and in the other case, you're saying the lokeah is the Hamotzi Mahavero Alavaraya. Make up your mind, is it the mahzik, or is it lokeah? Although your law is the same, but it fluctuates between the mocher and the lokeya. So Gemara will answer, and you'll see clear. Gemara says, "Kasha d'rabad, d'rabad kasha d'rabnachon avdrahna avdrabnachon d'rabad d'rabad la kasha." It's no question. Hatam mocher kae b'nichse. Over there, the mocher, the seller, is holding on to the property. Which means it's his property, the mukhir, the seller. Which means, no, hatam. Hatam is the first case. In the first case, mukhir kai b'nichse. We know already that the mukhir owned this property. That's clear already. Nobody's arguing with that. Even the lokeah is saying, yeah, I bought it from you. So there it's clearly that we know for sure he owned that property. And therefore what? Lashbam. Deraba lakasha. Debechot duchki. In all the cases, the same principle working. Muki la biyada muhzak. Always keep it in the hands of the muhzak. In case number one, who's the muhzak? The guy who's claiming the ma'ar'ir. Which means we know that, sorry, no, not him. The guy that's living there. But I said, the guy that's living there for 3 years, the mochzak, he's there for 3 years, he's there, we know for a fact. You're coming along now, try to take it away by claiming you were living there? Okay, I'm going to see my chaver. So, hatam mocher kae b'nichse. Right, the moch, that's Parsisim case, you have to say. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Okay, so same thing, but just say Bar Sisin first. Hatam, in the case of Bar Sisin, Mocher Kai B'nechse. Who owned the fields originally?
The sellers,
which means, these are all my fields now. I'm claiming now that this what? This was not part of it. You're trying to take this field away from me? The burden of proof is on you. Ha-ha! But in the first case, Lokeyach Kai B'nechse, which is here, I'm living in the house already. I'm living in the house. I am a mukhzak. Right. So therefore, the Gemara, his first answer is very easy. Rabbi didn't contradict himself. Whoever is the mukhzak, the other guy's got to bring the proof. Just who's the mukhzak over here?
Ah, but the other way is different. כיוון דאמר לדבי בר סיסין ומקריאה דבי בר סיסין עלי דידי רמיה לגילויה תלב דבי בר סיסין היא.
Which means, like we said, listen, over here, you told him you're selling him בר סיסין properties. And this field is called a בר סיסין property. Kind of strange that you're going to come now and say, yeah, it's called Bar Sisin, but this is, happens to be called, but it wasn't one of the properties. Rav Nachman says, you got to bring a proof to that, that it's not a Bar Sisin property. Which normally, however, aval hacha, but in the case of the first case, lo ye ela denakit shtara. The guy lived there for 3 years. Granted, in the first case, the guy was living there for 3 years. He has a hazakah. Learn a rule now. When I have a hazakah that lived there for 3 years, you know what it's like? It's like that I took out a shtar and I'm saying, you sold it to me.
It was a public season.
Again. No. Normally, in the first 3 years, I have a shtar. I hold on to my shtar. After 3 years, what do I do with my shtar? I throw in the garbage. The hazakah replaces the shtar. Good. So the Gemara says, "Milo amrinan le kayim shtarach vekum benichse." I have a right when you come along and take out a shtar, you sold it to me. I have a right to come along and say, "Validate your shtar that it's a legitimate shtar." I don't care if you pulled out a piece of paper; maybe it's a forge.
Right.
So similarly, in the first case, when the guy says, "I was living here for 3 years," yeah, prove that you were living here for 3 years without me there. Just like if you were to take out a shtar, what would I tell you? Prove that the star is a legitimate star. You can put out a paper, get a deem and show it. So Ibn Abd Rahman says, in the first case, the reason why I say that what? The mahzik is not ne'eman, or the burden of proof is on the mahzik, is because he's not worse than a guy bringing out a star, where I have a right to come and tell him, tekayim shtarcha. But here is different. Here, the mahzik, he has the fields. And it was understood, he bought fields that had original ownership by Bar Sisin. That's what Reuven said. All the fields that I bought from Bar Sisin, I'm going to give to you. All, and what does that assume? Any field that has the Bar Sisin label on it, it goes. Now you're coming with an odd claim, Reuven. Oh, this one not. Why not? Well, it's called Bar Sisin, because of a technical, it was called that before, and I had this from my father. That's what Rahman says, that's far-fetched. Therefore, you got to bring it to Ayah, because I'm in the right here. I have a shtar already from you that says or that I get all the Bar Sisin property. And this is called the Bar Sisin property. So I don't have anything wrong with me. You're not claiming a chidush. Go, validate your chidush. So therefore, the Rahman also is consistent. Look at the Rashbam now. Kevan de kule alma. Karule debe bar sisin. Everybody calls it the field bar sisin. When in ima devarim, it seems obvious. Shirefichach nekrit kach. You know why it's called that? Shirkaname be bar sisin. Because he bought it from bar sisin. The amar lav me bar sisin nekachta. And he comes and says, Hadush. No, this is not from bar sisin. Come on. Ale dide ramya legilui ularabi laaya de la mebar sisinakha. Vim yavi edim, if you would bring proof that kruyeu de mekriyaki, that it's just called that, okay, good. Velo mahani sadot shilaka mebar sisini mukmina lebiade. Tapshita lan de hadam ale nexe de bebar sisin mezabdin alak hakiwa nexe shikaniti mimenu. Velo nexe shikaniti mimenu. Afbishin ekritke. That's right, which means. It's clear if, let's say, that Uve would be able to bring a proof that this field was just called Bar Sisin, but he didn't buy it, he keeps it. Because you could argue and tell me, no, maybe when he said all Bar Sisin property, he means anything that's called that. No, it's not so. He meant whatever I bought from Bar Sisin. But if this property happened to be called that generically, then he could keep it. But the burden of proof is on Uve. Because sounds from the deal that that's included. So for Rav Nachman, not suit himself either. In the first case, I'm claiming, hey, I was living in this house for 3 years. Hazak Baruch, you have a hazakah, we cannot argue on a hazakah. And the other guy's claiming what? Well, listen, I would have protested, which is the normal deen, but one reason why I didn't protest, because I was living in the house also, by the way.
So basically, what is as if he's saying, I'm challenging your hazakah. That's like a case where what? A guy comes with a shtar, and I say, I challenge your shtar. Prove me that the shtar is good. So therefore the burden of proof is on the guy who has the shtar, to prove that the shtar is good. So that's what Abdullah says. Over there, the mahzik has to bring an ayah. Over here, the mahzik does not have to bring an ayah. Because in all odds, he's right. It's a Barasisim property. You tell me you send me all the Barasisim properties, that's finished. You're coming now with an awkward claim. It's called Barasisim, but it's really not a Barasisim. It's a generic. I didn't buy it. I inherited it. Please bring it. Yeah, that is true. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.